WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster we call life with a little more grace, a little less stress, and a whole lot of confidence. Because let's face it, who doesn't want to feel like they can rock the world? But building that unshakable belief in yourself, that inner knowing that you're capable of anything well, that can be a journey, right? Today, we're diving deep into the powerhouse duo, confidence and self-esteem, not just those buzzwords you hear thrown around everywhere. We're talking about the real deal, the kind of inner strength that fuels your dreams, helps you conquer your fears, and lets you shine bright. Ever felt like you were holding yourself back? Like there was this invisible wall stopping you from going after what you truly want? That's often a lack of confidence whispering in your ear, telling you stories you don't even believe. But guess what? You get to rewrite those stories. So, how do we build that rock-solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem? It starts with these five key takeaways. First stop, know your worth. This isn't about ego. It's about recognizing your inherent value as a human being. You are worthy of love, respect, happiness, and success just because you exist. You have unique talents, skills, and experiences that make you incredible. Remember that. Celebrate those wins, big or small. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. We all have that inner critic, the voice that whispers doubts and insecurities. But what if we started to question those thoughts? Is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, those voices are based on past experiences or fears, not reality. Learn to spot them, challenge them, and replace them with positive affirmations. Thirdly, step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we push ourselves beyond what feels safe and familiar. Take the class you've been eyeing, start that project you've always dreamed of, say yes to opportunities that scare you a little bit. Each time you face a challenge and come out stronger on the other side, your confidence grows. Number 4. Practice self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are lovely. It's about prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, spend time with loved ones, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you radiate confidence. Finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know the saying, birds of a feather flock together. Choose to be around individuals who uplift you, support your dreams, and celebrate your successes. Avoid those energy vampires who drain your spirit and bring you down. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who believe in you as much as you do. You might be thinking, Dylan, all this sounds great, but how do I actually put it into practice? Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. Your stomach is churning, your palms are sweating, and that inner critic is screaming in your ear. You're going to mess up. Everyone will think you're an idiot. But instead of letting fear paralyze you, remember those key takeaways. First, remind yourself of your worth. You were chosen for this presentation because they believe in your skills. Challenge those negative thoughts and replace them with positive affirmations. I am prepared. I have valuable insights to share, and I can do this. Practice self-care by taking a few deep breaths before the presentation, visualizing success, and warming up your voice. And finally, surround yourself with supportive colleagues who believe in you. When you step into that room, remember your worth, challenge those fears, take care of yourself, and have faith in your ability to deliver an amazing presentation. You've got this. So, there you have it, folks, five powerful steps to build unshakable confidence and self-esteem. Remember, this isn't a quick fix, it's a journey of self-discovery and growth. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate your progress, and never stop believing in the incredible person you are. Now, go out there and make me proud. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build each other up together. Until tomorrow, keep your chin up and your spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.